Which players are the Denver Broncos under the most pressure to get a contract extension done during the 2022 NFL season? And why does his name start with Russell Wilson? We get to that and much more in today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Happy Wednesday. Welcome back into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bender. He's the site expert, predominantlyorange.com. Broncos country, once again, thank you so much for tuning in and making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcast in audio format, or whether you watch us here on YouTube. Do us a favor, make sure you hit that like or that subscribe or that follow button so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, coverage, and more. Sarah, we're just days away from kicking off our training camp position previews. We have an extensive preview of every position, every storyline possible for Broncos country. But until then, no Broncos news happening. So you know what? What better way than to take a look at the maybe top five Broncos that maybe are in line for a contract extension during the season. Not saying that five players will get a contract extension during the season, but five that maybe could.
And maybe even before the season starts. Remember a couple of times during the John Elway era, there were rumors about, you know, Malik Jackson having contract extension talks before training camp or during training camp. And then they ultimately broke them off. And he was like, when he got to Jacksonville, he was like, they had a chance to sign me for way less almost a year ago. And so it's just going to be interesting to see. This is year two for George Payton. So it's not like we have a huge precedent to go off of. We know obviously he gave the big money deals to Justin Simmons and Shelby Harris even before he got traded, then Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick. So we know that he's willing to give big money deals to guys that he didn't necessarily have a hand in drafting. But it's going to be fascinating to see this year how he prioritizes certain guys, with one player in particular in line for a contract extension. And nothing to worry about, obviously, for Denver Broncos fans. But Russell Wilson, he's got 2 years left on the deal that he signed with the Seattle Seahawks a couple of years back. So he's kind of where everything starts and ends with this whole discussion.
I would say the Broncos have the most pressure right now to lock up Russ long-term. Look, and he's explained that he wants to play in Denver for the next 10 years. He wants to retire as a Bronco, which is really cool to hear, just because he hasn't even played it down yet in Denver. And he says, hey, you know what? This is where I plan on retiring, because he doesn't want to go around from team to team to team, which is a good precedent. It's not like the NBA where you have guys like Kevin Durant going to different teams every single year, it seems so, for that. But anyways, outside of that, I would say Russell Wilson probably comes in priority number one for this Broncos team, a brand new owner with the Walton and Penner Group taking over ownership of this team coming into the 2022 NFL season. We know they're very cash rich, so maybe you could get that extension done with the help of brand new ownership. But I mean, it's also pressing as well, because when you look at quarterback market values, what do you pay a guy like Russell Wilson? Now, according to our good friends over there at SpotTrack, great tool, by the way, the estimated market value for Russ is a 4-year $213.8 million contract extension, which equates to about $42.7 million per year. That's not the highest paid contract in the NFL. I know a lot of people think that Russ wants to go for this groundbreaking contract, but hey, I tell you what, 4 year, $213 million, if that's the kind of the case here for him to play the next 7 to 10 years, not a bad gamble here for the Broncos, in my opinion.
Not a bad gamble at all. And the cool thing is I'm no contract expert. Like, I'm not Rich Hurtado sitting here, Cody, but the limited knowledge of contracts that I know about, I feel like with the final year of his deal being next year, the Broncos, who don't have a first or second round pick as of right now, you got to plan on being a little more aggressive in free agency, right? To fill some needs, because you don't have those draft picks. So what you could do is get that extension with Russ done, turn whatever number is on next year's salary cap into a signing bonus, and then get his cap hit way down for next offseason, where the Broncos aren't projected to have a ton of cap space right now. But that ultimately could mean absolutely nothing. Remember, this past offseason, we saw the New Orleans Saints move around about $100 million on their salary cap just to make the moves that they did. They were about $75 million in the hole, and I think now they're among the top teams in terms of available cap space. So that just goes to show that you can manipulate the salary cap however you want for anybody that thinks that's going to be a stumbling block with a Russell Wilson contract. But it does limit certain things in the short term. So I think definitely when you look at his market value, the Deshaun Watson contract, about $45 million per season, roughly. Different players like that, right around that tier. Patrick Mahomes, obviously very close to that. And then Aaron Rodgers coming in and resetting everything at over $50 million a year. I think Russell Wilson is going to be right in that mix, honestly. And I think a lot of people will take that the wrong way, right? Because you think Russell Wilson comes in, he's like the savior that Broncos country has been waiting for at the QB position. He's finally getting this team out of QB purgatory. And then he gets a contract for like $45 to $50 million a year. Let's be honest, that's just the reality for the quarterback position nowadays. So I think Broncos fans, we should all be collectively very excited to be able to pay a quarterback $50 million a year if that's what it comes to. If it's less than that, we should be thanking our lucky stars, because man, if you get a quarterback for under $50 million after the deal that Aaron Rodgers just signed, you're getting a quarterback now for less than what a lot of guys are going to be demanding on their second and third contracts in the league.
Well, I was watching the Pat McAfee show the other day, and they were having the conversation about the highest paid offenses in the NFL. And like, we talk about these quarterbacks with the contracts that they have, like even the Deshaun Watsons, the Patrick Mahomes, the Aaron Rodgers, these other extensions that have been brought forth, they're not even in the top five of highest paid offenses. It goes to the Detroit Lions, who come in with, I think, $123 million dedicated to the offensive side of the ball. So even with these big time contract extensions, it's still not making those offensive units the highest paid in the National Football League, which in my opinion is very wild. And you know what? You do have Jerry Jeudy on a rookie deal. You have KJ Hamler on a rookie deal. Javonte Williams on a rookie deal. Oh, you just locked up Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton to really, really damn good market value deals. Tell you what, the Broncos are in a good position to make some noise here, and Russ could be the first domino effect that gets that contract extension, but still gives the Broncos some flexibility to work with. And we'll see how much pressure the Broncos fall under before or during the NFL season to get a contract extension done with Russell Wilson. What will the length be? What will the terms be? That's something we're eager to see as well. But who's another Denver Broncos player who could be in line for a contract extension during the season? Well, we tell you what, he's a disruptor. He is a hard hat, lunch pail type of guy. We're going to talk about him on the defensive side of the ball coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about Built Bar, the sponsor of today's episode of the show. And ladies and gentlemen, Built Bar, as you know, they always come in clutch with a wide variety of flavors. They have the 9 amazing original flavors, including the limited time flavors like the coconut brownie chunk puff. You may have tried the coconut brownie chunk Built Bar originally, and it was a fan favorite from people who consume Built Bars, but now they've converted it into the puff flavor, marshmallow fluff with the coconut brownie chunk bit twist to it. That is fantastic. Make sure you try it out today at built.com. And trust me, Built Bar is also healthy for you. Something that contains 100% milk chocolate that is healthy for you? Well, let me tell you why. Each bar contains 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, and only 4 grams of sugar. And you can get yours today, and you can get 15% off your order when you go to built.com. Make sure you use promo code LOCK15, and that's going to get you 15% off your next order at built.com. As we jump into the conversation about some other Denver Broncos players who could get a contract extension in season, maybe players who are deserving, first, let me just say thank you so much, Broncos country, for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcast, not to mention on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe, that follow button, so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage. Sarah, we just talked about Russell Wilson really being priority number one here for this Denver Broncos team. When I look at the defensive side of the ball, I feel like there could be a coin flip between two players who are set to become free agents in the 2023 NFL free agency period. First off, let's start off with a guy who's just an absolute force on the defensive line and has demonstrated that year in and year out since being drafted by the Denver Broncos out of Ohio State, and that is our good friend Draymond Jones, who we absolutely have high aspirations for this upcoming season. In your opinion, Sarah, do you feel like Draymond is the perfect player if a Russell Wilson extension extension doesn't get done in season or before season, do you feel like it's like a no-brainer for Draymond to be that guy?
I feel like it really is, because he's kind of been on the hottest streak right now. He's been mostly healthy. He's obviously been very productive when he's been out there on the field. And I looked up some of the more highly paid interior defensive linemen in the league, maybe some comparables that we could kind of look at in terms of, hey, what could we expect for Draymond Jones on another contract? Obviously, the Denver Broncos tried to sign DJ Reader just a couple of off seasons ago. He ended up signing at $13.25 million per season. And then you've got other players that have been on the higher end, like Kenny Clark of the Green Bay Packers, $17.5 million. Oof. Jonathan Allen of the Washington Commanders, $18 million. DeForest Buckner, $21 million. Obviously, nobody is going to be touching the nearly $32 million that Aaron Donald is making. But I mean, and that's pretty crazy in and of itself, right? I mean, he's making quarterback money. He's an interior defensive lineman. That's pretty crazy. That's pretty cool, actually, to see. Kudos to Aaron Donald for all that he's been doing for the LA Rams. But for Draymond Jones, I view him more in the tier of, it could be anywhere between like 13 to 18, maybe even up to $20 million per season. And I know that sounds crazy, because a lot of Broncos fans are going to be sitting here listening to this thinking like, wait a second, Draymond Jones, I thought he's like the breakout player candidate. And remember, we didn't talk about him on the breakout player episode because he's already broken out. He's a fourth year player at this point. So Draymond Jones has established himself. Now it's about how much, like, what is the ceiling for what he can make? And that's going to be his leverage with the Denver Broncos, in my opinion, of saying, hey, I could go out this season. I could become a player that the Jacksonville Jaguars will sign for $20 million a season, because they absolutely would. And we all know it sitting here. We've seen it literally happen. Happened to Julius Thomas, happened to Malik Jackson. It happened to Christian Kirk this past year. So I think definitely you can't risk losing a guy like Draymond. And I would say buy as low as you possibly can. Get in on that stock early. And I think George Payton, we'll see what he can do this training camp. We may see him convince Draymond Jones to lock into a long-term deal sooner than later.
Well, hey, 21 quarterback pressures last year, 11 quarterback knockdowns, so 5 sacks. Like, he is a guy that we just believe will just take the next step. Like, he had a pretty damn good year last year, Sarah, as a starter. Like, all his other production has been as a rotational guy, which is even scarier to think about. Imagine him being fully ingrained. And he also dealt with a little bit of an injury last year as well. So sky's the limit here for a guy like Draymond Jones. But now let's talk about another defensive counterpart where the expectations are very high for him, a player who could receive a contract extension in season, Bradley Chubb. Now, for Bradley Chubb, the biggest question is, can he stay healthy for an entire season? That will be the true test, I think, for him this year. And also, when he is healthy, what is his level of production on the field? I personally believe in Bradley Chubb fully healthy. I think his production level will be very high for the Broncos if he stays healthy here. Now, the question is, do the Broncos work on a contract extension during the season when he is also a franchise tag candidate that the Broncos could look to place the tag on initially after the season or once the period begins, right before the NFL free agency period kicks off in 2023, gives him time and room to negotiate a potential deal and see what the market value is there. I mean, what are your thoughts on this? Because right now I'd look at the Broncos and I would say, okay, it's either he is the franchise tag candidate or Draymond is, in my opinion, between these two players.
I think that's spot on. I don't think there's any question about it. And Bradley Chubb is probably more so to me the franchise tag candidate, just because you've got a healthy Draymond Jones over the last couple seasons. For the most part, of course, he's had dings just like everybody else. But by comparison to a guy like Bradley Chubb, you would go into training camp saying, hey, we want to lock up Draymond Jones to a long-term deal. We know he's going to be around here. We don't want to use the franchise tag on him. That's something that we want to avoid. But with Bradley Chubb, it's a completely different conversation, because over the last 3 seasons, you haven't seen him completely healthy, right? So you've got to go into this season thinking, okay, the franchise tag as a team, that's our leverage. That's the Denver Broncos leverage over Bradley Chubb right now. I know it sucks to talk about it like that, but that's kind of the reality of the situation. He's playing on the 5th year option right now at about $13-ish million for the Broncos team option that they exercised last year. So a franchise tag is going to be a hefty price, but it's a minimal price by comparison to say, all right, we have to give this guy a long-term extension before or during the season because we think we're going to lose him. No, the Broncos aren't in that position right now. They have all the leverage with Bradley Chubb right now, given the fact that he hasn't been fully healthy, given the fact they have the franchise tag available. And given the fact that they just drafted Nick Bonitto, they're moving Baron Browning to the edge. You got Randy Gregory in the fold. All the leverage belongs to the Denver Broncos here. So everything with Bradley Chubb, to me, the best case scenario is through the first 8 to 10 games of the season, he's averaging about a sack a game. And you go to the table and you're like, look, we don't want to use the franchise tag on you. We want to lock you into a long-term deal, but we're not going to pay you this egregious amount. You get him at a fair market deal and get him signed on for the next 3 to 4 years and keep him in the fold because he is one of your best young defenders.
I think that's something that George Payton's absolutely considering. I mean, there's been times Payton has been pressed by the media saying, you know, hey, what's your move here on Bradley Chubb? He's like, you know, look, we hope Bradley can stay healthy. We hope he can have a very fantastic year and hope to keep him as a Bronco. But that's just like the GM speak of saying, hey, we're just playing it in a wait and see fashion when it comes to Bradley Chubb. And rightfully so, I think that's the right thing to do. I don't feel like the Broncos are in a position right now to have to go out there and, as you mentioned, Sarah, make a move just to make one here for Bradley Chubb. I feel like it's really waiting to see what he does. Can he stay healthy? He's had a good offseason so far, organized team activities, mandatory minicamp. He's been there. He's been at every single workout. He stayed healthy. That is huge, but it's banking on, can he do it during the regular season? That's something that the Denver Broncos are keeping an eye on. And Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get to two other Broncos players that we believe could get a contract extension during season or maybe even before the season if things pan out in the right way. But before we do that, I just want to say thank you so much, Broncos country, for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. Now, for your second listen after this podcast, make sure you go check out the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keep fans dialed in with the biggest stories from around the league, local experts as well, plugged in with their teams on the biggest news surrounding the National Football League. You get that, the Locked On NFL podcast, free and available everywhere you get your podcast and available on YouTube. As we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, Broncos country, let's focus now on the offensive side of the ball as it pertains to some Broncos who could be getting a contract extension in season. Players who are set to become unrestricted free agents. And Sarah, this was one of our players that we had put on our breakout candidate list on yesterday's episode, Lockdown Broncos. If you missed that, folks, make sure you go check that out as we talked about the top five Broncos we believe will have a breakout year here in 2022. But coming in here, we're going to spoil one for you. It's Calvin Anderson. He's set to become an unrestricted free agent in 2023. And the reason we have him on this list, Sarah, and I feel like we're open for interpretation from Broncos country, if Calvin Anderson wins the starting job at right tackle going into the season, doesn't it make sense here that the Broncos should look to lock him up to a 2 to 3 year extension so they don't have to go into next year with the same precipice of thinking, okay, hey, you know, who are we going to bring in at right tackle at this point? Because here's the deal. If Calvin starts for the Broncos this season, balls out and the team does not give him a contract extension, there could be another team out there that says, hey, we like what you did in Denver. We believe that you could provide us with positional versatility, the ability to play left tackle, right tackle. We would like to sign you to an extension. He could get more money elsewhere potentially if this situation does play out. So in your opinion, if he's the starter, should the Broncos lock him up right away?
I think definitely yes, you got to do that for sure. And especially now because he hasn't been a full-time starter yet. So offering him like maybe $4 or $5 million a year on a 3 year extension, that's going to be very, very tantalizing to him because he's been playing on the restricted free agent tender and the exclusive rights free agent tender. So giving him that kind of raise, it benefits everybody. It benefits the Broncos if he's your starter and a long-term potential starter at that. It also benefits him and the Broncos in that, yes, he gets some guaranteed cash and a nice big raise next season, but also the Broncos would be able to keep it to a pretty, you know, reasonable limit in terms of what right tackles or offensive tackles in general are getting paid these days, upwards of $20 million a year. Oof. So you definitely get a bookend who, obviously we know Calvin Anderson, very good friends with Garrett Bowles. And you love that chemistry on the offensive line. You love the fact that not only this current front office, but the previous front office that found Calvin Anderson loved the guy. And it seems like now he's getting maybe his best opportunity yet to be the starter with Bobby Massey having a pretty decent year last year and not even getting brought back in 2022. So very interesting situation there for Calvin Anderson. And I think it benefits everybody if he plays well enough, even over the first quarter of the season, for him to show that he can play and be an NFL starter. I think the Broncos would be, it'd be a no-brainer move, in my opinion, to get him locked into a 2 to 3 year extension.
Well, Broncos country, do you agree with us? Do you disagree with us? Let us know in the comment section down below or tweet us on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL, at Sarah Benninger, at Lockdown Broncos. This next player and the final player that rounds out our top five Denver Broncos who may have the most pressure to get a contract extension done in season is Dalton Risner. Now, Sarah, he's set to become an unrestricted free agent here in 2023. And as we look back at that 2019 NFL draft class for Denver, really, Draymond Jones is the standout guy of that group. When you look at guys like Drew Locke traded to Seattle, Noah Fant traded to Seattle, Dalton Risner really entering the last year of his deal. And there's a lot of pressure on Dalton to perform this season after having two down years back-to-back after a very promising start in his rookie season in a similar scheme that the Broncos are going to go back to. So there's a lot of questions. Will the offensive scheme that he had a lot of success in as a rookie, will that help bring him back to that level of play that we've been anticipating? But he's entering this season with competition with Netanyahu Muti, potentially Billy Turner as a left guard option if, in fact, the Broncos want to. He has the flexibility to be able to go there. So I would say for Dalton, it's kind of a hard point to answer at this point because we don't know how he's going to do in training camp. We don't know how he's going to do in the preseason, but a lot of that will be a big determining factor. So let's say he loses the starting job at left guard. Well, I think it kind of answers our question. The Broncos will probably not look to extend him at this point. He'd probably be going to another team if that were the case there. But if he is the starter going into 2022, Sarah, what does he need to do, in your opinion, in order to be in line for a contract extension?
I think he's going to have to do exactly what we've been talking about. He's going to have to ball out, and he's going to have to be better than the 2019 version. As you were talking about that 2019 class, the flashback of that photo from the Houston Texans game ran through my mind. It just sticks in my mind. The three of them, Dalton Risner, Drew Locke, and Noah Fant, all sitting on the bench together, posing for the camera, the picture that everybody had as their Twitter profile or Twitter header for like a year. I mean, that's crazy how quickly time can just change things, isn't it? And for Dalton Risner, I think everybody in Broncos country absolutely loves the guy. I mean, he's always wanted to be a Bronco. He's a hometown player, yeah. Or a kind of home state player. You get what I'm saying. But I think definitely it would be hard for – I think it would be hard for anybody in Broncos country to really part with Dalton. I think definitely the situation we're facing here is if he starts getting into a heavy training camp competition where – Netanyahu Muti or even Billy Turner or both of them are getting a lot of reps at the first team left guard position, I think we're looking at a situation where Risner is maybe more likely to be traded than get an in-season extension, just because if he's not holding off those other guys for the starting job and making sure that he gets all the first team reps, not that there can't be competition, but if you have a solidified starter at a position, you don't screw around with that. So if the Broncos don't view him in the long-term plans, I think he's an obvious trade candidate. As hard as that would be to see Dalton Risner go, we know George Payton talked about he's going to get more draft picks. It's got to come from somewhere, right? You got to be able to add value to somebody else's team if you're going to be adding draft picks. So for me, I see the only path to him getting an extension being, first of all, fend off Netanyahu Muti, fend off Billy Turner in training camp, and then go out in the regular season and absolutely dominate. Get on every Pro Football Focus list. Get on every Brian Baldinger clip, weekly clip list. That's what you got to do to be, I think, an in-season extension candidate if you're Dalton Risner.
Well, and one thing to monitor too, and look, Broncos country, there's a lot of shows out there. There's a lot of fan-led podcasts. There's a lot of media people as well that, sometimes advocate for players to go elsewhere. For us, it's like we're never going to say, oh, we hope this guy gets traded. That's not very professional, in my opinion, in this world that we do. So we always try to break things down from an objective point of view. And when it comes to Dalton Risner, you mentioned also some of the appeals for a trade target, trade package here potentially. Sarah, you and I have talked about this ad nauseum after the NFL draft. George Payton said, hey, we're not going to enter 2023 with just five picks. We're going to acquire more. But one thing to monitor in training camp and preseason, are there any players from around the NFL, from other teams, starters at the left guard position that go down due to injury? We see it happen all the time, unfortunately, in this business. That right there is the perfect opportunity for the Broncos and for George Payton to kind of capitalize on that. If they feel like there's a guy like Netanyahu Muti or Billy Turner who they feel like would be better suited to start for them in this position here with this offense, plus they can get trade capital, they can get draft picks back to help make up for not having a first and second rounder next year, I tell you what, it's very appealing for George Payton to say, you know what, we're going to explore this option. I wouldn't be surprised if that's something that's actually a contingency right now. But, you know, for me, I hope Dalton Risner comes into 2022 in training camp. I hope he balls out. I hope he has a very, very strong showing because, like I said, he's a likable guy. He does things the right way on and off the football field. You love that in a player. But unfortunately, in this business, it's all about performance. And the last two seasons, he has struggled to meet that standard that we had for him after his rookie season. We're like, hey, things are exciting with Dalton Risner here. I mean, even the report that said that the Broncos were looking at him as a potential Pro Bowl starter for the next 10 years at that position. Unfortunately, after that point, after that tweet went out there, it has never lived up to that then. I mean, there's struggles. There's other things like offensive scheme. That's definitely one of them. Playing next to Lloyd Cushenberry, who had his evident struggles, that was another issue as well. Does that rectify in 2022? It's a huge storyline that we're going to follow all throughout training camp here as we kick off our training camp position previews beginning next week here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. But, Sarah, Broncos country, we appreciate you so much for tuning in and making today's episode of the show your first listen of the day. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Tomorrow, Sarah Bettinger and myself, we are back as we talk about the top five Broncos who appear to be long shots to make the roster. You get that much more on tomorrow's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.